You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
What is a service dog? A service dog is a dog licensed to complete a task or many tasks that the owner could otherwise not do on their own. Do not pet or interact with a service dog. You're distracting the dog from its purpose. A service dog is supporting the owner, not you. It may not be trained to socialize with you and might see you as a threat. When you see a service dog in action, share this information with your friends. And as always, be kind, you know, in general. This message brought to you by your service dog loving DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
Question, so am I. Good evening, everybody. Or good late afternoon, early evening. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is not my normal show time. Normally my show, Wild Goose Chase, happens on Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon. Today we are filling in for somebody else's show. So if you caught me a couple days ago, hello again. If you haven't heard one of my shows before, welcome. I regret to inform everybody that had planned on listening to the Purple Shaman's show that normally occurs at this time, that they had to miss, and I am filling in. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is a different edition of Wild Goose Chase, my normal show, which, like I said earlier, occurs on Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon. It's currently 4 p.m., and we'll be running until about 6 p.m. I'll have to leave a little early to catch the WRUV DJ meeting that we're having later tonight. But until then, hopefully I will hit you with some fun tunes, and I hope everybody enjoys. I hope everybody's been having a great weekend. It hasn't been too long since I last spoke to the WRUV listening population. And in my last show, I was a little disjointed. You know, I was kind of all over the place with what I was talking about, so I apologize for that. Hopefully this one will be a little more straightforward, a little on track. I hope everybody enjoys. Real quickly, I have a little announcement for the people out there. It's Sunday morning, 8 a.m., and you can't go back to bed. You wanted to sleep until 10. What are you going to do with these extra hours? Suddenly, anxious thoughts of your impending assignment's due dates fill your head. You need to get out of the house. Head to a coffee shop. This is the perfect time to finally go to that one you've been meaning to try, or explore and find some hidden gems. There are so many coffee shops everywhere you look. Plus, it's early and there will be time to find a seat all to yourself. The smell of espresso, cool music, and fun people watching will be there to ease your mind and help you get some work done. Support your local businesses and go to a coffee shop. This message was brought to you by your Java-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Yeah, I love going to coffee shops all throughout Burlington. Real quickly, I'll hit you guys with some recommendations because I've been to, I'd say, most of the coffee shops in the area, in Burlington and in the surrounding towns and cities. And some of my favorites, I'll hit you with now. Specifically for getting work done. That is kind of this category of coffee shop that I'm going to be hitting right now. Because one of my favorite coffee shops and breakfast restaurants is August 1st. But they have a no computer policy, no electronics. So it's not really the best place to get work done if you're a student and you need that sort of thing. Some of my favorites are Muddy Waters in downtown. I feel like that's kind of a classic. Everybody's been there. They have really great coffee. Their smoothies are fantastic, and they have great freshly pressed juice. So I recommend those things if you're not exactly a coffee enjoyer and you're just looking for a space to go work. Muddy Waters has a great vibe. Also, Barrio Bakery in the Old North End. If you live up in that area, which I do, it's a really great walkable coffee shop. They're open until 4 p.m. most days. They have what I believe to be the best coffee in Burlington. If you like that sort of thing, they have great lattes, great drip coffee, all of that business. So I definitely recommend. And their pastries are fantastic. And everybody there is super duper nice. That place has a really great vibe. That's one of my favorites. Now, maybe if you live a little bit outside of the Burlington area, or if you live in Burlington and have a vehicle and are looking to get away from some of the craziness of the coffee shops downtown and in the Old North End, Uncommon Coffee out in Essex Junction is fantastic. They have really amazing food. Their kitchen closes at 1, though, so if you're there for breakfast or lunch, be sure to get there before 1, at least. Their coffee is amazing. And it's a really large space. There are lots of tables for you to work at. It does get kind of crowded most weekends. I find on like Saturdays especially, or Sundays, either weekend day. less so. Well, I mean, I've never been there on a Friday, so I don't really know what it would be like then. But really amazing stuff. That's definitely my recommendation out there. Close to Uncommon Coffee, in the same kind of like strip mall type thing, there's this place called Leo & Co. that isn't really a coffee shop. It's more of like a lunch place, I would say. But that's also a good spot to get work done. They have a great Cuban sandwich, which you can't get many Cubans out here in Burlington, I find. There aren't many places that serve them. It's really only Leo & Co. in Santiago's in downtown. And they also, the Leo & Co. also has a wide selection of like ready-to-go meals. Like, me and my girlfriend got banana pudding from there one time, which isn't a meal, but, you know, it's a ready-to-go item, and it was very good. I really love banana pudding, and theirs is great. Yeah, they have a whole selection of stuff from both stuff that they make and stuff that's made by other Vermont chefs and that kind of stuff. So definitely recommend those places. Lastly, I want to shout out to a coffee shop that I definitely want to put everybody onto because it deserves all the attention in the world. And I feel like everybody I talk to about it, not many people have been there or know that it exists. So I definitely want to help promote it because it's fantastic. The Happy Place Cafe, or maybe it's just Happy Place Cafe. I don't know if there's a "the" in front of it, But that place is really incredible. It's a coffee shop that's located in the Vermont Comedy Club downtown. So it's kind of right by that hotel. I think it's a Hilton. And like that ski rack and TD Bank, that area on Main Street is the Vermont Comedy Club, which is a great comedy club if you enjoy that kind of stuff. But at the same time, during the day, it's a coffee shop. And they have really great coffee and really great food, like breakfast sandwiches. They also have lunch, which I haven't tried. They serve like shawarma, I believe, and some other stuff. I don't know the entire menu off the top of my head. But the place is really amazing. It's a really cool environment, and everybody there that I've met has been super duper nice. So definitely check that place out if you're looking for somewhere to go. It's never really that crowded, which is kind of why I want to put it on blast on the air right now, because the place is really, really good. So definitely check it out. Okay, I'm going to bring you some music now. Those of you who normally listen to my show on Fridays will know that I exclusively play vinyl, 7-inch singles, but I'm not going to be doing that today. I'm going to be going old school. I'm playing it off of my computer, which I guess is the opposite of old school, but it feels old school to me because I never do it anymore. But I'm going to play some songs that I've been listening to kind of over this past year. Most of these songs were taken from my, all of these songs were taken from my Spotify Wrapped top 100 songs. And that's kind of why I picked them. A reason why I picked them is that I want to kind of tell you guys about what I've been listening to this past year. And these first two songs that you're going to hear are from two different albums, but albums that I found through the same way. And that is this little like album club that me and some of my roommates and one of our friends do every week. It's kind of similar to a book club, except we listen to a different album and then reconvene and talk about the album all together. And each person picks a different album this week, each week. So I've picked two songs from two different albums that I enjoyed coming through there. The first one is Famous Last Words by James Blake off of his album Friends That Break Your Heart. This album's really cool. I feel like it's an incredibly like slick and smooth sounding album. You'll kind of know what I mean once I play this song. And James Blake just has an amazing voice, so I think that really elevates not only this song but this entire album. Wait, there's another song I want to play off of it. So you're going to listen to two songs off of Friends That Break Your Heart, and then you're going to listen to a third song. The other song that you're going to hear off of Friends That Break Your Heart is Say What You Will. This song is insane. This is kind of what I was talking about with James Blake having just like an exceptional voice, which I mean, I didn't speak that highly of it right then, but I definitely love his voice, and it really shines on this song. So you're going to hear two songs from Friends That Break Your Heart, Famous Last Words, and Say What You Will. And then the last song you're going to hear is from Gorillaz' album Demon Days, which is definitely their most popular and a very famous album. But it's a song off of there that I hadn't heard before called Last Living Souls that I really love. So we're going to listen to these three songs, and then we will reconvene. I hope that you guys enjoy.
And I can't believe I'm still talking about you. That feeling, I should have lost it. I should have lost it.